So I opened up the Washington Post 3 days after the election, and there it was, on the front page of the style section. Two pieces on the presumptive new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. One, a profile, detailing her upbringing as the daughter of a Baltimore politician. The other, analyzing what she wore as she met with the president and faced the media in the first hours after the Democrats took control of the House. Why didn't I see that coming? I mean, I had noticed that she looked good in that gray suit, but I didn't know it was an Armani suit, which, according to the Post, is a kind of professional armor and a tool for playing with the boys without pretending to be one. Wow, that was news to me. I wonder what Dennis Hastert's suits signify. I guess it's a good thing that the next likely Speaker of the House is not a female version of the old Speaker of the House, a big, rumpled former wrestler, definitely not worth a mention in a fashion column. But why complain that a woman politician is still held to a different standard when it comes to what she wears? After all, what is happening is historic. Nancy Pelosi is likely to be the first woman to become the Speaker of the House, the first woman to be third in line for the presidency. And Nancy Pelosi will have plenty of company on Capitol Hill, at least 70 women in the House and 16 in the Senate. 9 governors are women, too. They may not all speak with one voice on all the issues, but it's a victory for women that so many female voices will be heard at this crucial time. So, yes, it is the year of the women. And, hey, maybe it will turn into the decade of the women, maybe even the century of the women. I don't want to alarm you guys, but it's a possibility. After all, as the politicos turn their attention to the 2008 presidential election, all eyes will be on at least one woman with a shot at the White House. And that's enough to keep the fashion writers busy for quite a while.
How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I have a very stylish girl.
That's Dimitri from Paris, and this is NPR News.